I'm trying to keep it together here. It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. Allegedly, the Brooklyn Nets and James Harden have been sent emails from adult websites offering a digital strip club for the team. Trying to keep everybody safe. They know what James Harden is like and what he loves to do. Like I said, allegedly.
Would you throw dollar bills at your computer screen?
Hey, at least you get to keep it in that, and you're not wasting the money. We're not getting on that. Your boy Bam is a new member of the Jordan brand. The WNBA has also announced the sale of the Atlanta Dream, and former player Renee Montgomery becomes the first former player to be in ownership or executive of a team in the league. Obi Toppin has said that he is in the dunk contest. Look out for that. Nick Nurse and five other members of the Toronto coaching staffs are entering the league's health safety protocol. They're not playing tonight. And the Nuggets last night had a 4-on-1 fast break, and nobody entered the lane. You would have thought the lane had coronavirus or something, and they were trying to stay away from it. You're down 2 points. You're running a fast break. 4 seconds left, 3 seconds left, and everybody stopped behind the three-point line. Yeah. It's a problem.
That's new basketball. That's awful.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the rim because you need a field goal to tie the game, send it to overtime, everybody runs behind the line to shoot a three. That's the new basketball.
Yeah. That is a big 4-on-1 and had to settle for a 3-point shot.
A contested.
Yes.
3-point shot.
It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Take the 2 points, go into overtime, win the game.
I give credit to Jamal Murray on Twitter after the game. He owned up to what a mistake it was, and he was using screenshots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a rough one. it's even tough to watch. If you got an opportunity, it's on Twitter. It's tough to watch that. You see all four of them outside the 3-point line.
Part of last night, Thursday night, NBA on TNT is fantastic. They usually have two really good games, and then you get Inside the NBA. Mm-hmm. The documentary on Inside the NBA is coming out next month.
Oh, cannot wait.
So let me ask you this. It's one of the most popular studio shows in sports history. Mm-hmm. Do you watch, be honest with me, do you watch Inside the NBA for analysis or to be entertained? Because something happened last night that may have damaged the credibility of one of the hosts if you're in it for analysis.
I watch it for a little bit of both. But more so, I will have to say, more so is for the entertaining aspect.
Perfect. That's what they know. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a great collection of four guys on the set, from Shaq to Ernie to Kenny to Charles, that all know how to play their role. And they all have different type of personalities.
Yep.
And they play off each other so well. The chemistry is amazing.
Unreal.
Just they know each other so well. And when someone says something, the next person takes it to the next level, and then the next level, and the next level. But I watch the show to be entertained. Mm-hmm. I don't watch the show to have this in-depth analysis. Now, they'll try and relate current day stuff to their playing career, mm-hmm, and try and tie the two together. But they're there to entertain you. Basketball is fun. Don't take it super serious.
Right.
But when serious topics come up, that's kind of when they shine. Whether you have a Kobe Bryant death, mm-hmm, what went on for the pandemic and how it affected everybody, what went on last summer in this country, the impact that it had on the country, and then they related it to the people that are playing in the NBA.
Yep.
When it's serious, they are serious, and they hit home runs. A lot of that has to Ernie Johnson. Ernie Johnson is great with that kind of coverage. He's the point guard,
yep,
and he knows how to set people up and to control the conversation. But that show is entertainment. I want to be entertained. I want to laugh. I'm watching it after the late night game, and it comes on at 11 o'clock before you fall asleep. I want to laugh.
Yep.
So I'm not going to get all bent out of shape that they played the name game with Shaq last night.
Oh, the first, oh.
And so some of the players are significant players in the NBA. Not the superstars, but you know, like second line guys. Mm-hmm. And Shaq had no idea who some of these guys were. And, you know, he on social media, there was a lot of pushback. Mm. They're there for entertainment. And it may be in that game they play, the name game, because Barkley does the same thing. It may be staged. Yeah. I don't know. But I want to be entertained. I'm not there. I'm not tuning in to be just wowed by information and analysis. Mm-hmm. I can wait to have Chris Webber give me that.
Don't do that.
George.
Don't do it.
George, last night. Last night, George. Chris Webber referred to himself in the first, second, and third person.
Oh, man.
There are very few people that can hit the hat trick.
As soon as you said his name, I knew this was coming.
First, second, and third person.
That's impressive. Oh, you know, I was in bed, so I couldn't watch my boy Chris. Oh, man, that's rough.
Well, you don't got a TV in your bedroom? What are you, not American?
No, I'm trying to go to sleep. Oh, man, that's good.
A couple of tweets here to finish up the show. Mm-hmm. Unsportsmanlike conduct is coming up. If you want to listen to 2-1-11 teams in the Summit League, I'll have Omaha men's basketball against Denver today at 5 over on 1290. Hey, it's backs against the wall. Been a nightmare of a season.
Somebody's got to win tonight.
Thank you. Someone is going to get beat up tonight between Omaha and North Dakota. That's going to be ugly at Baxter Arena, especially coming off the weekend up in Grand Forks. Those two teams don't have any they're not loving on each other. Everybody love everybody. That's not happening between North Dakota and Omaha hockey. They play tonight. Weird schedule. They play once tonight and then once next week in Grand Forks. And then they have the single elimination NCHC tournament in Grand Forks. All right, a couple of tweets to finish up the show. Yesterday, talking about Dublin, you know, Nebraska's interested in opening up the 22 season in Dublin, but they need a dance partner. Looks like Northwestern would be the most possible. So Sam sent me a picture. He spent a semester abroad in Dublin. Nebraskans plus Irish plus beer equals lots of fun. When I was there, it was the same day Ireland won Six Nations rugby. So the city and everywhere around Avia Stadium was insane. The pubs are set up perfect for Husker fans to do the pubs and walk to the stadium like soccer fans do over there. It would be a sea of red. And as you know, Nebraska fans, when it comes to Irish Catholic, we love to go there and take over. Do I remind you of what happened in South Bend? And a final one here on the Deshaun Watson is trying to break up or cancel his service with the Texans, and they won't let him. Basketball Doug out in Kearney. Basketball legend Doug in Kearney, whose son is at South Dakota. In his first year of eligibility after transferring there. Doug says, bought a ski boat in 2004 that came with free Sirius for 1 year. Could turn it off one winter, basically get two summers use. In 2006, cranked the boat up and it still worked. 2007, yes, it still works. 2008 comes around and bam, it still works. By 2015, we knew they lost us in the system. It's 2021 and we still get free Sirius on the boat.
Oh. Don't call them.
No, because then they would say, okay,
you owe
11 years, 12 months, we'll take that boat.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. The weather's going to be fantastic, especially tomorrow. Still white stuff on the ground, but it's going to be golfing weather next week. The clubs are going to be back. Mike Favre may be getting a phone call here shortly. But make memories this weekend. Be safe. Be smart. Have a good weekend. Busy weekend of basketball. Omaha plays the next two nights out in Denver. They need to win at least one to make the Summit League tournament. You got Creighton playing a key game tomorrow against Xavier in Cincinnati. And then Nebraska is home to take on Minnesota. So those are basketball this weekend and a lot of other stuff going on that we will talk about when we rejoin you on Monday morning at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show. on 1620 The Zone.